Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. We're live in downtown Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. And let me tell you, we have a 1 hour banger lined up today. Why 1 hour? Because we have the VSiN Fantasy Football Draft coming up at 5 o'clock Eastern time. That's why. And there's going to be a ton of us making our, well, I'd like to say best bets, but who knows how the draft is going to unfold. 13 of us are going to be involved coming up in an hour. I have, well, let me turn this upside down because I don't want anybody seeing my notes. I have 2 pages full of notes of teams, divisions, win totals, player props, stat leaders that I want. And I hope to God they don't go off the board by the time I pick at number 11 overall.
I'm taking a kicking prop, too. Got to get that in.
Is that allowed?
Yeah. Stat leader.
Stat leader,
absolutely.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. We do have 2 games on deck tonight in the preseason. And I'm looking right now at the screen, Pauly. And Houston is now a 1-point favorite at most spots against the Raiders. And the total is, shop around as always, between 37.5 and 38.5 in this game. Do you have any action on this spot?
Nope. Because okay. Ryan's switched up. So now Stroud will go, and the starters will go, at least a series. So that's why you saw the move here. It's like what Ed Salmon says, and what he was on earlier in the week, just sit back and every time a coach says something, the line will move 3 points.
Jerry ping-ponged it back and forth.
Look at the Detroit game. I know.
Yep.
That happened with both teams as well. So I did the under on the Sharps, bet the under on the Sharps contest we're in. Because Houston looked terrible offensively last time out. They're on a 16-3 under run.
Right.
We get Mendoza for a half. Let's see how he looks here. And how long are they going to go with Cousins? Maybe we see Mendoza late October. I don't know.
Maybe before?
I'll tell you, they look great on their first drive, but the defense was vile and nasty.
Oh, that's going to be...
I mean, Arizona got whatever they wanted in that game last week, so... I like that it's Stroud and then it's Mills. I mean, Mertz is out for the year, so you have to sign Rippon off the street. I would like it in the second half if it comes down to O'Connell against Rippon, which it probably will. But under in this one, no opinion on the side. But they must do a better job defensively after Arizona made it look so easy in 21 first half points last week.
Well, to me, it was fitting that those two teams played in preseason week one because I think that they're kind of mirror images of each other. And I did this earlier in the week. One of my biggest takeaways on Monday was betting 3 different regular season games for the Cardinals to go over their total. And those are up in the VSiN pick page as well, VSiN.com. So I think the Raiders are going to kind of be in the same boat where I think they have an offense that is a professional offense with Kubiak coming in year one as the head coach here. But also, like, look, I don't know how much Kirk Cousins has left, to be honest. And that's why I'm kind of getting scared off of like betting unders on Mendoza season-long props. But Bowers is the man, probably the best tight end in football. Genty, you figure, will have a better year because the offensive line is so improved. But the defense is going to be horrendous again this year.
Did you watch the game last week?
Against the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the first half,
I thought Rich Gannon was fantastic.
Oh, Rich Gannon's dynamite.
Awesome. And boy, was he opinionated about it. It's just, you know, you don't have a chance if you're the quarterback or the running back if you're going to have that putrid offensive line play.
Of course.
So first things first is they have to fix that and do a better job or you're not going to have a chance as well. So... And he also said it was an egregious mistake when they decided to go with Minshew over O'Connell, what he said during the broadcast as well. So he's an O'Connell fan also. But tough with the side, but much like the late game coming up, I think it's just an in-play opportunity with the quarterback matchup that you want. Raiders are on a 1-7 ATS run in the preseason as well.
Yep. So also, I thought Steve Mackinnon today, as always, VSiN.com, phenomenal numbers for tonight and this weekend, giving you an idea of what like historical preseason games look like in this spot. So between conference teams anyway, with totals of 37 or higher, they have gone under at a 70% clip since September of 2015, 58-25 overall. That would speak to the game tonight. And then in the other game, like you talked about, there are some serious trends overall. I mean, I'm not going to be betting these games based on trends overall, but maybe they can factor into the handicap a little bit. That second game, Chargers are, well, let's see here. They're a pick'em here at Circa now. The Niners are laying 1 at a couple of spots. Looks like Caesars right now still has the Niners at 1.5. How about Thursday night preseason trend? Home favorites of 1.5 or more? 0-4 straight up in ATS, losing by 17.5 points per game. That would actually be the home favorite. That was when the Chargers were favored by 1.5. I take it back. Uh-huh. So that would speak to, you know, the Niners grabbing that 1.5. But that is something else, really, when you go back. Only four games, but that's 21-plus years.
Well, what do we do now? So last year, they set a record for points in week one of the preseason. And the average score was 45. Mm-hmm. And then you had the crazy Hall of Fame game. And then 12 of the 16 rather go under in week one. So I don't know how to attack it from a total standpoint with this one. There could be points in this one and go over because you get Purdy. They love Rourke. Rourke's been so good they could trade Mac Jones. Trey Lance is an excellent preseason quarterback.
Agreed.
He's a guy you want. So you go Herbert into Lance, and then this is where an in-play opportunity. Once it gets down, and it should, once it gets down to DJ against Martinez later in the game, that's when it charges. Because Tennessee made Martinez look foolish last week, and every time they brought pressure, he didn't know what to do. So I would say if it's Niners, it's Niners first half, and the Chargers on a 2-12 straight-up run at home look great last week. And again, that's their last seven preseason games. They've scored 22 a game, but I would think it'd be Chargers once we get DJ against Martinez in play in the second half. And if anything, Niners first half, how I see it.
How much are we going to get of the 2026 Offensive Rookie of the Year, DeSean Stribling, tonight? Target monster in week one.
I hope a lot.
So do I.
I love what I saw last week with all those catches.
Want to see that one more time.
Yeah.
NFL teams coming off of a preseason win of 11-plus points, and they're a home underdog in the next game, are 4-16 straight up, 4-14-2 ATS since 2010. That's the Chargers tonight, and that would be Pittsburgh against the Jets as well. But Mack and his numbers at VSiN.com, all three of his systems make the Chargers his number one underpriced dog of the week. Okay. For preseason action number two.
Yeah. What do you think tomorrow now? Geno's going to start. Geno, Klubnik, Zappi. He was terrible last week. It's just going to be Howard and Aller for Pittsburgh.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I would prefer both those guys over Rudolph.
Yeah, okay.
Can somebody explain to me the allegiance that if it's going to be a new coaching staff, they have to Mason Rudolph being the backup quarterback here?
That's the odd man out if you're calling the shots.
100%.
Yeah, okay. That'd be giving up on Howard pretty quick.
Yeah,
I can't imagine you keep four quarterbacks. So.
That won't happen.
Yeah, right.
Can't imagine a scenario where a team would do that in today's NFL. But again, would you not look here more at Jets first quarter, first half, if anything at all? I honestly, I'm not going to get involved. Because I don't think you want any. But the reason why I said that is because do you really want to have the Jets in a 3-point game when Bailey Zappi's a quarterback?
Yeah, I'm with you because they got off to the hot start last week. And then all hell broke loose once Klubnik came out and that 10-0 lead was gone. And that was insanity. That was six for the game and 5.5 first half.
Yeah, that's right.
In that Jets game last week, which is no good.
Other news that we got today, and maybe I'm tipping my hand here for the futures draft coming up, but obviously I have, for those who don't know, I'm hot and heavy on the lines this year with some of my bets, win total over, division. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to have, 2,000-plus yards, 20 touchdowns. I'm all for it. However, a couple of guys already banged up on the offensive line, as you know about, and now the news today, Sam Laporta, they don't know if he's going to be ready for week one. Is it my imagination, or does this take place? They're another team. Every stinking year with the Lions, either it's in the beginning of the season, or they just lose countless guys throughout.
Yeah.
Last couple of years, it's been on defense, and now this year, it apparently is going to be on the offensive line, and now some of their skilled guys as well.
How about the Bills at home to start week two, only 3-point favorites?
If it continues to go like this for Detroit, they have more guys banged up.
I think they beat them anyways, and this was before the Laporta news.
What's the total in that game right now? 52.5?
Yeah.
That's a hide the women and children game.
Sure, 48-42 last time they played.
That's how, the Bills team total. Big.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be out, obviously, right now for a week two spot, but they can, if they beat the Texans in week one.
52.5.
There you go. If Buffalo beats the Texans in week one, and I don't like them, but you get a banged up Lions team in week two, if they can go 2-0 against Houston and Detroit, and then they host the Chargers and they'll have an extra rest because that Lions game is on Thursday night, what a potential start to the season based on what looks to be just a completely grueling schedule in the first 5 weeks.
Is that your worst to first pick? It's minus $2 at DraftKings. Realignment in 2002, it's happened every year, but 24, 19, and 14.
Well, do the Lions even, should they even qualify for a worst to first?
Yeah, you got to name someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lions, Saints, Giants, Titans, Browns, Raiders, Arizona, Jets, your candidates.
I mean, to me, it's so obvious that it has to be the Lions and or the Jets, or the Saints, I'm sorry. That's it. After that, I can't, I mean, who, Titans?
Carolina's win total is only 6.5. They don't expect much out of that.
Oh, did it come down?
Because I know 6.5 at Caesars now.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that
okay.
something?
Yeah, because it was sitting at 7.5 for a while. Yeah, they're, well, that, there you go. Tells you what the market thinks about that team.
Yeah. But Browns, no. Raiders, no. Arizona, no way. Jets, no way. Titans, no way. Giants, no. Uriah, yeah.
What a division.
Lions are saying that the $2 is too high, though.
No, I know. What a division, by the way. So the Panthers win total 6.5 there. The Falcons win total has been 6.5 the entire offseason. The Saints, 7.5. And the Buccaneers are 8.5.
Yeah.
What are the back? Buccaneers are bad.
Tom Edwards and Mayfield again, I know.
7-10, going to win the division?
Yes, that's in play.
This was Pick'em not that long ago. Now it's almost a $4 favorite not to happen, yet if the season ended today, it would be a winner. I'll give you details on that next year on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Well, you can give it away, Paul, if you'd like right now. We were told during the break, no kicking props are allowed. How about that, huh? We're getting censored, man!
There are people, too. It's on DraftKings. It's Fairbairn to lead the league in field goals, 6-1.
The most field goals?
Yeah. Who led the league last year?
What, did he have 40?
44. He led the league. He missed two games. He went over his prop every game but one.
Yeah, I remember. Hold on.
Half the season, he was plus money.
Hold on.
Yeah.
He made 44 last year?
Yeah.
Oh,
we made 6 in one game.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And he missed 2 weeks.
That was something that Warren Sharp put us on.
Yeah.
Week 1, week 2?
Over 1.5.
Week 1.
Correct. Over 1.5 made field goals. He was 14-1 regular season. He missed a 50-yarder against Jacksonville, or he would have went 15-0.
Remember the differences in prices that we were getting on him right
Huge.
Away? Some spots had like minus 170. Caesars, I had like plus 120. And he was coming in every single week.
Yeah.
I brought this up earlier. My biggest takeaway from the Packers game in week one of the preseason was their kicker. I can't wait. I'm so giddy to see Tyler smack field goal props.
Good name.
Give me a 1.5 plus,
Good
man.
Name.
Put it right into my veins.
Yeah.
So, Look. Major League Baseball, let me throw this at you. It's not that long ago. I'm going to roughly say, I'll guess, 10 days ago. That the market of will Yordan Alvarez win the Triple Crown of the American League was a flat pick'em. Pick'em. He, right now, is plus 285 to win it at Caesars, plus 250 at FanDuel. He's almost $4 as a favorite not to get it done. But let me throw this at you. Entering today, batting average only in the American League, Alvarez 317, number one overall. Chandler Simpson 309, Diaz from the Rays 306. So Simpson's behind by 8 points, Diaz by 11. Home runs. Little Harry here. Close, but he still leads. Alvarez has 36. Junior Caminero, Rays 35. Ben Rice, Yankees 34. RBIs, Alvarez 88. Pete Alonso, should have at least 85 after last night, but 82. Dingler 82, Caminero 80, Rice 79. So it's the category, he's not running away with them. However, he's currently leading. And the number has moved up to where you can grab almost 3-1 now. And by the way, this popped up on my feed yesterday on X. It was 2013, the year after, I believe, Miguel Cabrera won the Triple Crown. He was going for back-to-back years. On yesterday's date, so August 19th, 2013, Miguel Cabrera was batting 360 with 40 home runs and 119 RBIs.
Not bad.
Alvarez leads 317, 36, and 88.
That was going to be one of my rants today about where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Because I'm looking at this Yankee lineup. It's like, does anyone have pride where you want to put the ball in play? These averages are ridiculous.
No.
I should have answered your question yesterday. Who's going to step up? Ben Rice. But other than that, you just can't get anything cooking offensively. And then you go down the lineup and you see these averages.
Guys,
come on. Grisham, 220. Garcia, 216. Yeah. Ramos, what was he have? Two hits since they traded for him? Chisholm, 210. Jones, 212. McMahon, 216. Wells, 175. Come on.
I dare you.
It's the middle of August.
I know. I dare you to go down some of the worst teams in baseball and look.
Oh, God.
You're going to be thinking, it won't even be funny. Like, look at the A's now that they have three of their key guys out.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you're not going to recognize any of the names. You're going to be like, what am I looking at here? This is a major league lineup?
Yeah. KC's going to sweep them in a four-game set for the first time since 94.
They were $1.35.
Yep, it's 6-2 now. The A's were 38-38. You believe that? And now they've lost 40 of 51, or make it 41 of 52 if this holds as well. Alvarez has only got to be yes there, which I think he can pull this off.
Now that he's at plus, but here's the problem. It all boils down to the competition over the last month and a half. And especially when he's facing other teams like in this division, because that's still up for grabs. Like, how many pitches will he actually see? That's what you're betting against, or on, I should say. If you're betting the yes on this, you actually think that they're not going to intentionally walk him or pitch around him like when he comes to the plate.
Yeah.
So as for tonight, this game, the Yankees-Orioles game, to me, is screaming one way, and that's the under. Cole on the year, solid numbers, man. 3.22 with the ERA, the FIP 3.31, almost 10 Ks per nine. That's over 86 and two-thirds innings. Eight career starts at Camden, a 2.17 ERA, a whip of about one, and 9.2 Ks per nine. Bradish on the year, a 3.65 ERA, and he has 70. Well, the Yankees roster tonight, they have 78 career plate appearances, not a big sample size against Bradish. 36% K rate, a 191 average, and a 290 weighted on base. Under 7.5 is screaming off the page to me. But here's one for you, Paulie. The Yankees in their last nine games are 1-1-7 in the first five. They've had seven pushes.
Yep.
But I like the under in this game.
Cole's been awesome.
I know I said yesterday, yeah, he's been really good. And I would expect him to be really good again tonight. I said yesterday for that Reds-Cardinals game, it was screaming under. Did you see what happened there? Nerfy came in, first three under, first five under. But for the game, goes over 8.5.
Yep. They've owned him this year. They're 7-2 against him, and they've outscored him 55-26. So I think they can keep it going, and it's been a great run here for Cole, going back his last five starts as well. And one guy who is hitting, mentioned those putrid batting average, though, is the rookie Lombard.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it going, too.
Yeah, he's been really good.
So, this is big. So, you like to carry that winning streak into that big series now with Toronto coming up.
Oh, that's a monster.
And a tough stretch. And the Blue Jays won again. It didn't work out for him yesterday. Scherzer didn't give him a chance. But they just took two out of three in Toronto and won 5-1. Bieber was fantastic. So, what do you think? This was coming into the day at Caesars. Who's going to get the sixth seed? Minnesota 4-1.
Ooh.
Texas and Toronto 6-1.
Toronto.
Yeah? Okay. Houston 8-1. Detroit plus 650.
That's the team I need to get it, but.
And the White Sox are minus 250 to win the division. They're down 2-0. They were getting no hit, but they finally got a hit against Atlanta. It's two makeup game. It's 2-0 in the ninth.
Did you see that stat? I think I sent that over to you and Luke. That tweet about the Tigers. With their
blown saves so far this
year. They have, I think it's 28 blown saves. So if you would just cut that in half, they'd be 75-52. I think that's kind of fair, right? If you take away, 28's outrageous. 14, okay, that's more than reasonable. And if that's the case, that would be their record right now, and they'd be running away with everything here.
Yeah.
Who knows if they would have traded Skubal at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But, and by the way, so let me give you this. Andrew Alvarez is going tonight for the Nationals. And in his, I'll give you his Ks by game in his appearances.
Pavoli again last night.
Awesome.
Filthy.
But
and
Alvarez.
Williams did it again, too, by the way.
Today, yeah. That's, I
struck
think.
Struck out 11.
His ninth or 10th game this year, double digit Ks. Alvarez going tonight for the Nationals. His K is going back by game. 4-2-5, 3-2-2, 3-6, 5-6, 5-4. You get my point. Like, he's not a strikeout monster. He doesn't go a zillion innings. The Texas Rangers will be the opponent tonight. Starting lefties against Texas are currently on a 13-1 under run with their K prop. He's 4.5 tonight. Under is like minus 115. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think that's...
Sign me up.
Yeah, I think I can go based on that. Yep. But this Texas team is also... I hope they don't make the playoffs.
You want the Astros $1.50 to win it? They got to get this done. I mean, it just this Texas team is... They couldn't win a series against the A's.
So what do you make of Grayson Rodriguez?
Right. Well, this screams Houston because Lambert's been good.
Yeah, he is.
And this guy's got the second worst ERA out of a guy who has 10 starts or more. Only worse is Scherzer. So they got to be able to tune up Rodriguez here.
Yeah, and this is another K prop I think that might be worth a look. So Lambert against the Halos in his career, it's only 41 plate appearances, but a 34% K rate. Two games so far against the Halos this year, 6 1/3, 6 Ks. The second game was 5 innings pitched, 6 Ks again. He's 5.5. Juice is like minus 105. So I think I like Lambert over, I like Alvarez under, and I like the Yankees-Orioles game to go under 7.5.
With Alonso props.
And he's like +350 for a home run tonight.
Well, maybe total bases. Been great.
How do they screw that up?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's all-time bad. I'm sorry.
Yes, it is. I know. How does a raccoon come out and steal all the snacks at the ballpark? That's another one. When all of a sudden, the raccoon's there coming in. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. All right, I'm on the Raider game under. I love the Sharps. It's a great site. Their free weekly league lets you practice the same plays you're already studying. Prop sides, totals, combos. You start with 10,000 chips, get your reps in, build your stack, climb the leaderboard, sharpen your reads before the season kicks off. Join the sharps.com, scan the QR code on the screen, use code VSIN50 for a 50% deposit bonus up to $100. Join the sharps.com, code VSIN50. Go head to head, go all in, go 5,000 a game, 2,000 a game, whatever you want to do. Get your reps in and get ready for the contest, the weekly, and jointhesharps.com. Love it.
Holmes had a no-no going late for the Braves against the White Sox into the seventh inning, but the White Sox broke that up. Is it still 2-0?
Yes.
Braves in that game? Up next, will another owner in the NBA have to sell? We are running out of people to buy sports franchises. A lot of people will have to sell and get out because of the insane prices. That's coming up next. Pauly, update from the BMW Championship 1 week after Scotty Scheffler was driving laps around the competition and winning by 8 strokes. He is currently tied for dead last. He's 3 over. I'm looking for a number on him. Where would you make Scheffler? He's 20-1 to win.
He's like, come on.
And he is at 3 over through 9, and he's 9 strokes back.
Yeah, Woodland's been great. Clark was great. And a couple guys still out there. So first round leader's a good sweat here. Wow. Woodland was 40-1.
For a first round?
Yeah.
Spawn's at 5-under through 12. Matt Fitzpatrick 4-under through 9. And Goddard up 3-under through 9. I would say that those are the three golfers within striking distance of maybe overtaking Clark / Woodland to be the first round leader. Or maybe get there for a dead heat overall as well. What is the latest? I'm looking at three markets right now. Prediction market-wise, for basically teams that will be sold by the end of this year or stakes to be sold, what's the latest with this crazy situation?
Well, we'll start with Mark Walter. After previously claiming that just $1.4 billion of the assets at his life insurance company were loaned out to businesses he controlled, he revised the number to $21 billion. That's why he sold the Lakers. He's trying to sell Chelsea and other stuff. He has to pay $20 billion by the end of the year.
Or
he's in a world of hurt. And I don't know if he can... So now it begs the question, are the Dodgers next? What's going to happen? And this is also from Joe Pompilano on X. And he has the nugget that Walter was reaching out and called Charter Communications to see if they would offer a lump sum payment to buy out of the TV deal, which they have as a sweetheart deal.
That's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. So what
that's guilty as charged right there.
Yeah. And so what we said yesterday, too, there's the, what's the word? Key man.
The key man clause that Ohtani has in the contract.
If he's out, he can opt out of his contract if something happens.
So I looked into that yesterday when we were talking about this with Mike Palm on the air, and there was a story written, I think it was 5 days ago, where Ohtani hinted that, I'm not going to, what if he changed his mind?
Sure he could.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
If it's botched so badly, and then Ohtani looks around, he's like, yeah, you know, my teammates, Freeman, Mookie Betts, etc.
Well, look what happened.
A little bit old here, man.
Yeah. I mean, I know he only owed the team for 9-10 months, but guess what he did? He did not similar to what El Cheapo did in Portland, but he came in, he laid people off, he restructured stuff, and he raised ticket prices.
For sure.
So if someone's going to come in and buy the Dodgers, who's to say they're not going to look at this and say, I'm not spending this much on payroll.
Yeah.
We got to, you know, this is crazy. I mean, look what Kroenke's doing in Denver. How bad is that Watson trade? You have a guy, a top 10 all-time player in Joker. You just got bounced in the first round of the playoffs. He owns Arsenal, the Rams, the Colorado Avalanche, and he's worried about spending, you know, repeater tax and second apron stuff. And they don't get the player in return for the guy in a trade.
I doubt that Silver could ever come in and say, look, we're going to force your hand here to sell the team because you're really screwing this up. That's not going to happen. But what I want to happen now is for Joker to come out and say, yeah, you know what? This is I was going to be a Nugget for the rest of my life. Nah. Get me out of here.
Do, yeah.
I can't believe how
can't
badly you guys have...
No. Yeah, can't go backwards.
No.
The Brown contract. 5 for $125.
Horrendous. Traded Michael Porter, which at the time I thought could be a good deal because he was always hurt. Did not look like it's going to be a good deal, obviously. And they have the roster construction for this team around him. Remember what everybody said after they won that first title is, oh my God, the window now, it's got done.
Many people have said that.
Shut.
They say they missed it. It's shut.
It's a water faucet. Shut off now all of a sudden.
That's right. They should not be 11-1 to win the West either.
No. What do you think they could fetch for Joker if they open that up and said, yeah, we're here. Let's open the phone calls.
Yeah.
So right now I'm looking.
Be a great return.
Kelce has, there's no liquidity in this yet, but maybe, as this story progresses, it'll get some. They actually have it listed right now. Will the Dodgers pro baseball team be sold this year? Another one they have is, will Jeannie Buss agree to sell her remaining minority stake in the Lakers before January 1, 2027? The no right now is 45 cents on that. She's not going to agree to do that, is she?
That's going to take a while in the courts.
Yeah, if that becomes liquid and the number, I mean, the no has to be the play on that. And the other one is now the next NFL team to sell ownership. And they have, well...
Is NBA... How about the Suns? Because here's another one. Oh. I said this when you were on vacation. Number one, these prices are going so crazy that we're going to run out of people who can afford to buy pro sports teams.
Yeah, right.
And the other one is you're going to have to look around, well, you know, Reinsdorf, whoever, but the people who got in early... You have to look around and say, my God, I got to cash out while they get, because it's got to end at some point.
Yeah, there's got to be a bubble.
It can't keep going up.
No,
right?
No, because you're going to run out of people, so, like you said.
Right.
Hey, the Cowboys are for sale for $25 billion. That's great.
But if the Portland Trailblazers are going for $4 billion, I mean, come on. So now you have Matt Ishbia with the Suns. He borrowed money from J.P. Morgan to complete the $4 billion purchase. He had to put up $4.6 billion in his company's stock as collateral. The stock's down 70%.
Sure.
So there could be stuff going on in Phoenix now,
well,
too.
Well, look, I mean, this escalated way too quickly. I don't know how you can live in a world where one team, like the Golden State Warriors, goes for $400 million like 15 years ago, and now you have the Portland Trailblazers going for $4 billion. Are you serious with that? 10 times? And the Golden State Warriors turned into a team that won multiple championships? One of the best players of all time? It's gotten completely out of control. You can't have all these random teams. I don't know how much hockey would go for.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Not every franchise would go for $1 billion, but you can't have like every single team in like baseball is going to be worth $3 billion. How do you make that back with their current TV deal?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
You look at, I mean, that's a thing too. It's like
the Timberwolves went for $1 billion.
Yeah.
And remember they allowed A-Rod and what was his name, Laurie? They allowed him to do partial payments and like do it on a payment plan,
sure.
What they did. But what would the Timberwolves go for now? considering it wasn't that long ago, but the deal that they got as well. The wild thing about the bus trust, which is fascinating about this, and now, you know, infighting with the family, how it was set up, where it was set up kind of like last man standing.
Yep. Where you could actually benefit if somebody got whacked.
Yeah, there was a huge incentive to actually whack your brothers or sisters, how it was set up. It was last man standing clause. If any family member dies, their shares are redistributed to the trust surviving members. That creates a massive incentive to sell the team, because if you don't cash out while you're alive, your kids, family, etc., don't receive any of the proceeds. And here, they want to say it's like the tag-along thing, where we can tag along with Iger and also... By the way, they don't have the money either for the $12.5 billion. Kushner's only worth $5 billion. Mm. Iger's not even worth close to that.
He's not after getting out of Disney?
No. He's just buddies with Silver. But they're saying that, like, the tag-along, we want to tag along with these guys and join in and sell the rest of the 17%. And that would leave Jeannie out, and she's saying, not so fast, my friends, mother of all dragons, whatever as well. But and then the other guy who owned 4% says he's keeping his 4%.
He's going to keep it, yeah.
Yeah, as well. But it's like, you're right. How high are we going to go here?
I
you're
going to
miss the chance that you're going to miss out, and it's going to, like, okay, yeah, right. Now it's going to come down.
It's going to have to come down. You can't keep, like I said, the Cowboys can't go for $25 billion whenever Jerry Jones passes away or the family decides to get rid of it, whatever. And then the Yankees are going to go for $50 billion. It keeps going up. Like, it's going to be, okay, this
pick
is
another
outrageous.
Team. Yeah, pick another team. Pick, like, the Minnesota Vikings. You know, what would they go for, right? It's got to end at some point. You just can't get, like, are the Minnesota Vikings going to go? The Washington Commanders went for $6
billion. I know. Well, that's NFL we're talking about, so nothing really would surprise me. But if you go, like, fringe baseball, NBA teams, I mean,
okay, Tampa Bay Rays. Yeah.
How do they go for
three? How do you not sell?
Yeah, I know.
How do you not sell right now when you see what's going on?
Because they probably get $2-3 billion for them or whatever it is. And, like, is that ever really going to go up? It seems like a fake world that we're living in here.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Yeah, I think the expansion stuff is fake. $7 to $10 billion fee, and then you got to buy the arena out here because for whatever reason, the NBA doesn't like T-Mobile?
Sure. And not that
these guys were right, though. They said, the hell with that. I'll just buy the Lakers.
Right. And everything has been based on media deals. Well, when does that run a little bit dry? Or when does that, you know, when do those billions of dollars turn into multi-billions? They go from that to, like, single billions or maybe high millions, nine figures.
Right. That's a good question.
And
I don't know.
And like, ticket prices, they can't. How do you do this?
Yeah.
How do you can just write?
Yeah. I mean, the NBA just signed a $90 billion deal. I mean, people can't get enough of live sports in those packages, and especially with the streaming. And you see how the NFL splits it around, too. Here's a couple Netflix. Here's a couple Peacock. Here's a here's NFL Network, whatever.
And that's why they're going to continue to do that. And we're going to have NFL games, like, 7 days a week.
Amazon on Thursday. Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy. But this is the Ishbia stuff is underreported too.
Yeah. My biggest takeaway is I want that market to become liquid on Kelce and get done and Jeannie not to sell.
Jeannie not to sell and Walter to sell.
Yeah. Yeah. The combination of both of them.
Yeah.
If you can find it anywhere, maybe other than Kelce, where it might be listed and get down on that stuff. Up next, Paulie's going to tell you about a jackpot that hit for $300,000. What would you do at that point?
Security escort.
Hello.
Number one.
Hello.
They gave her cash.
Win Some, Lose Some is sponsored by The Sharp Plays.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Paulie Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Daily special, Caesars, Will Hill, DraftKings, Cavale, most strikeouts, 12-1. He did it again. Most runs, Royals, 15-1. Highest scoring game, Royals, A's, 12-1. My mistake, Giants, plus 175. Tugboat only goes to. How do you lose a game like that,
Cleveland? That's
1-0.
Inexcusable.
Tugboat goes 2 innings. Messick was great. They did come back and win today, but lost yesterday 1-0.
Those are the kind of losses I have to have from the Giants, by the way.
Yeah.
In order to win that bet on most regular season losses.
Anytime home runs, Arise 14-1. Sogard 12-1. Your guy Gasper, 10-1.
My guy.
Ortiz, 9-1. Couple bombs there. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these tweets and videos. At Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram, send them in. We'll put you on. This is what it's all about right here. Dog show. Bullies. You got the bullies. You got some French bulldogs down there at the end as well. Just look. Come on. Look at the mug on these guys. Isn't it? I wonder how you become a judge. You sit there and great. Look at that guy. Some of these, you worry about they're so low to the ground, too. But this is a fantastic dog show from Bulldogs all the way to American Bullies. And our guy Bobby V trying to set it up where I can get an American Bully. Good looking dogs. An incredible dog show and a good follow on Instagram as well. This one is Dog Bar. Just coming in. Look at this. Coming in. Hanging out. There's a restaurant in downtown Summerlin where you can bring your dog to the restaurant and they have their own menu. Here
Lazy
it's just
dog.
A bar. Okay, yeah, you're correct. Here it's just show up to the bar, picnic tables. You got a little swimming pool out there as well, hanging out and jumping up on the table, getting something to drink, hanging out with their friends. That's excellent. I don't know where that is, but that is well done.
St. Pete, Florida.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Thank you. Very good. And here's what you were talking about. So what's the move here? This is at a local spot, PT Sierra Gold Taverns, sports bars, good food, about 50 locations. Gal hit a progressive tied into every spot. She hit a 10 spot on Keno, $300,000. And there's the cash. Number one, I'm going out the side door by the cook and get me out. I don't know if I want to take cash as well, but handing it to her. It's the largest jackpot in the history of the company. And she hits $300,000 on Keno. Unbelievable. Good for you, lady.
So a couple questions here. I'm guessing PTs, they don't pay you? Is there an outside company?
Like right. Happened to me once. I hit on Christmas for $16,000. They
got to call it outside company?
They have to call it in. And the guy comes in and hands you cash. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But I would say I don't want cash. I'd say give me a check or a security escort out the door. You never know these days.
Yeah, because you know what I'm going to do with the cash? I'm stopping at the closest casino on the way home. So I would say, give me this, please, in check fashion, and get me out of here ASAP.
What would you tip?
There's
a cutoff.
The
server? You're not getting 10%. No way.
$30,000?
The best part, yeah.
I don't. I honestly would have no. I mean.
I won 16. I got a California roll in the Mountain Dew. She wanted 10%. She was disappointed. I mean,
she wanted 1,600.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, 300,000 here. What would you tip? Are you a regular again? Are you Norm from Cheers? Do they know
who
you are?
Right.
So do you a couple thousand, five? I have no. What do you think Bob Dancer would tip?
As a pro, he doesn't give much. No.
100?
No.
What do you tip security? That's the biggest question. Like, because you're not, if you leave here on your own with that much cash and people are.
I think the guy's packing who gives you the money. So I would just, like, you're John Wick. I'll follow you out.
Right. And then I give him, I'm giving that dude money.
Yeah. Yes. Can do that too. Or out the side door. Congrats. Can't believe the progressor was that high at PT's. Well done. One, lose some. Love dogs. This one, where is it? Like, I don't even know where to begin. The guy's bathing in mud. Can't even. Going out. Oh, you get him. Oh, you want to put him in a car? Look at him. Just living it. Oh, rolling in the mud. Taking a bath. I can't imagine that fiasco.
How
you get him home and what that. That's too bad.
He found the biggest mud pit in the history of mud pits.
Yeah.
And then you're right. So now, hey, bud, it's time to go home. You want to get in the back of the car?
No kidding. I hope he didn't drive there.
And I hope this better be a walk close to the house.
Yeah, hose him off. I know. Incredible. I saw that. Great follow on Instagram as well. Couple bad beats. The A's led 6-2 in the eighth. Royals exploded in the eighth to get the win, and they're up 6-2 in the eighth again today. And Rays run line, they led 7-1. Still won the game, but the bullpen spit it up, and they won 7-6.
I better say this, Paulie. The A's better have some of their ducks in a row by the time they move to Las Vegas.
Yeah?
Who's going to go watch this
crap?
Who's
going to watch his bad product?
You got to drive down to the strip and watch this?
They were 500 once.
No, I understand that, but I mean, clean it up here, boys.
Tough sell, I know. A lot of people worried about how will an NBA team do. I don't have concerns about that.
Oh, that'll crush it here.
Yeah. I'm worried about, because it's half the, you're only talking about 40 home games.
Yeah.
You're doubling that in 110 degrees,
yeah,
mind you.
There are no worries at all for the NBA. It's a great basketball town. Baseball on the Strip. By the way, the stadium does look like it's going to be fantastic, but across from Mandalay Bay, I don't know what, busiest intersection in the Western Hemisphere? Okay, sure. I'll go down for a 6 o'clock game on a Friday night. That sounds fun.
I know. After all those years we lived here and could get a pro sports team. Now you got A's, Raiders, Knights,
and by the way, we're
going to Sphere here.
We're going to be completely out of water in about 15 minutes.
All right. Sharp Plays does an excellent job. They've been with us since day one. Jeff and the crew are fantastic, reaching out to over 500 subscribers and bettors over 500 sources and bettors worldwide, sending out to subscribers in real time exclusive data feeds from the four major books, and all of it filtered and sorted by version 6.0 of the AI model. And every play logged and result public going back to 2011 and live logged since 2021. They get audited daily by their own haters, and no steam chasing, no stale trends, no recycle plays. Follow the Sharp Money, sharpplays.com. 6-4 Brewers top of the eighth. They got six in the first. Haven't added a run since. Good job by you. Good comeback by Seattle after getting embarrassed 22-0.
Yeah. I think we have time for some of our best bets here in pocket. Okay. They got four right away last night, the Mariners did. And they had, all seven runs in the first two innings. So that was a winner for me last night at plus 110 on Seattle. Tonight, a couple of official plays in Major League Baseball. Again, kind of deathly afraid to bet unders. But I did bet Orioles, Yankees under 7.5 minus 105. That now is taking some money. That's minus 115 to the under. And I'm also on Andrew Alvarez tonight, under 4.5 Ks. He's going for the Washington Nationals as they play the Texas Rangers. And the Rangers kind of stink as well, like everybody in that division. However, here's the rub. The last 14 lefties to start against Texas, they've gone under their K prop. And he is not a high strikeout guy anyway, so I'll go under 4.5 minus 115 on Andrew Alvarez tonight.
Good luck. WNBA Moneyline Parlay. The Aces are laying a ton of points, but they're great at bounce backs. Atlanta should take out the Sparks, and then Golden State should respond against Chicago tomorrow. That pays $1.20. And I'm coming back with the Browns on Saturday. Josh Allen not supposed to play. Sanders will start. Watson behind him, then Gabriel. Putrid performance by Gabriel and Sanders and the offensive line after they blew a 10-0 lead against the Bears and couldn't get a stop. So the Brownies laying 3 at home Saturday morning on NFL Network. And it's going to be Riley Leonard into Anthony Richardson. Tua will not play. Penix will not play. That means it's Cooper Rush, who was awful against Denver. They just signed. And also Jack Strand, the kid from D2 that they drafted. So Richardson played well. Problem was the stupid turnovers.
Right.
And they went up and down the field against the Patriots. So Colts lane 3.5 also Saturday at home against Atlanta.
I think that number might go up even. I mean, if they're laying 3.5 for the game, the first quarter, first half are certainly going to be right in that same neighborhood, right?
Yeah, you're battling it out to back up Danny Dimes.
Sure, sure. And again, you're getting a...
And it's a showcase for Richardson if they want to trade him.
Totally agree. You have all that. It's a Shane Steichen offense.
Yeah.
Going against what you just rattled off for the Falcons, I think that's going to be a play on the Colts. But again, that's where you're looking at this stuff, where the reminder that you said with the Jets game against the Buccaneers last week, they're laying 6.5 for the game and 5.5 in the first half. The first quarter numbers have been out of control. I will say this. Some of those games, the big inflated numbers, first quarter, first half, they did come in, and the full games did not.
Yeah, that's right.
The Titans game comes to mind.
Yeah.
Against the 49ers as one of them. The Browns,
a lot of
right?
shenanigans occurred in the second half of games. The Browns, right, wrong. Backdoor cover by Altmyer and the Lions.
Uh-huh.
So some things went haywire in the second half.
By the way, we talked about this yesterday. Now or never for a bunch of these quarterbacks. Joe Burrow, big fan of Follow the Money, said that to the media today. He said this year is now or never.
I would say that's the case with the defense. Get it fixed. Stop somebody.
All right, so an abbreviated edition of Follow the Money today. Up next, super exciting here. We are doing the 2026 VSiN Pro Football Futures Draft. Keyshawn Johnson in studio here. Nick Bakay, tons of VSiN hosts as well. That's coming up next.